but will start in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, where Donald Trump gave what was billed as his closing argument to American voters. The Republican nominee outlined what he said would be his top priorities for the first 100 days of his presidency, while lashing out at a few familiar targets, as NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
It was a surprise to reporters who had been told that his speech was going to be positive and a look forward at his first 100 days. Trump began his speech with attacks against the Washington establishment, the election process.
The system is totally rigged and broken.
What he called the dishonest mainstream media, his opponent Hillary Clinton, and the women who have accused Trump of unwanted sexual contact.
Every woman lied when they came forward to hurt my campaign. Total fabrication.
And then he took it a step further.
All of these liars will be sued after the election is over.
Throughout the campaign, Trump has threatened a variety of lawsuits. This one, though, could mean that a president-elect or standing president would be the plaintiff. From there, Trump did outline what he called a 100-day action plan, similar to one he put out in June. He promised to clean up corruption in Washington by proposing term limits on members of Congress. He promised to protect American workers by repealing trade deals. And he pledged to work with Congress to introduce a list of acts that would address issues like taxes, education, healthcare, and immigration, the last of which would include funding for a wall on the southern border.
With the full understanding that the country of Mexico will be reimbursing the United States for the full cost of such a wall.
Except for small details like that, most of the items were familiar to Trump supporters, but they were still met with rousing applause by the friendly crowd of about 500 in Gettysburg. Following his speech, the nominee ended his visit with a stop at the site of Pickett's charge. Nathan Rott, NPR News.